Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard at Johnny Rogers. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. 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 Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. This is Johnny Rogers live in studio. Casey Studdard had to take a quick break. He's got to get some more meat on the grill down at Whitfield's Barbecue. If you're looking to get some really good barbecue, go down to South Austin. Check Casey out. He'll have a TV on if you're looking to watch some games. Be a nice day here in Austin, Texas. A little cold, but much like yesterday, the sun is out. There's not a cloud in the sky. It is a beautiful day here in the capital city. Thank you for joining us wherever you're listening from this morning. Shout out to all the donut dads out there on their way to pick up donuts, breakfast tacos. I don't know. I don't think a lot of sports going on with the kiddos these days. Maybe there's some soccer games or whatever. So good luck to you. Getting back to a little sports talk here. We got a big slate of NFL games on today. First game you got the 3:30 game, Cincinnati at Tennessee. Should be a great game. Joey Burrow in his first playoff experience won his first playoff game. Now you got going up against Tennessee, who's been a really good team this year, the number one seed, got healthy last weekend, had the bye. You know, haven't seen them play in a while. Haven't seen Derrick Henry play in a while. He's going to be coming back. That'll be a lot of fun to watch. Is Derrick Henry that dude that we saw earlier on in the season? Is he going to come out and rush for 125, 175 yards? I don't know. Yet to be seen. The second game you got, San Francisco versus Green Bay. It's going to be cold up in Green Bay. There's snow on the ground, people in stocking hats. I was wearing my stocking hat this morning. It was a little cold, about 25 when I got up this morning. A little bit freezing. Tomorrow's slate of games, you got the L.A. Rams going to Tampa Bay. Should be interesting. Buffalo at KC. Here's an interesting stat for you here, Chad. You know, I was watching some shows the other day, and there is – See if you can answer this question. There are, if Patrick Mahomes can get to the Super Bowl this year, okay, he will be the fourth quarterback to ever start three straight Super Bowls.
Okay.
Can you name those other three that have started three straight Super Bowls?
Quarterback to start three straight Super Bowls. All right, let me think here. I'm decent, I think, on some of the Super Bowls, but let me see if I can do this. So... I feel like, let's see, five, six, is Bob Greasy one of them?
Bob Greasy is one of them. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That was probably, to me, the toughest one to get.
Okay.
Since it was so long ago, he playing for Miami.
And then if we go through four, but then there's, let's see, nine, ten.
Any teams lose a couple straight Super Bowls you can think of?
Right. Oh, I see. You got to have a Jim Kelly in there.
Got to have Jim Kelly
right?
in there.
Since they would have lost four in a row, then he certainly started three in a row. And there's one more that went three in a row?
One more.
One more that started three in a row. Brady didn't have three in a row at any point, I don't believe. Unless it was, wait, 50, Tom Brady. 50,
Tom Brady.
51, 52, and 53.
Yep.
That's the other one.
Tom
okay.
Brady.
Because, yeah, I was sitting here as a Cowboys fan thinking, not Staubach, not Aikman.
Nope.
You know, just to go, okay, there you go. That's good. And not Bart Starr. That was the first guy I thought of.
Yep.
Since you start right at the beginning there. But that is interesting. So he would only be the fifth?
He'd be the fourth.
Yeah, he would be the fourth quarterback to go three in a row.
Correct.
Wow. That's big time. I don't know. Just the feeling I have going into those games tomorrow, because both Super Bowl teams from last year are in the games tomorrow.
Yep.
I think they're both going out. And I know they're both at home. I think they're both... I don't like the matchup for either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Rams and Buffalo are going to win. I hope I am wrong about one of those, because in addition to being a Cowboys fan, I'm also a Bucks fan for weird reasons. But so I hope the Bucks can survive and go. But I don't like the matchup. Love the way Allen's playing. So right now I'm picking both the road teams in those games tomorrow. But Mahomes would that would be an interesting spot to put him in history, considering the journey he's been on to become that consistent where you can go to three in a row. That's big time.
Well, I think it speaks a lot to what Andy Reid's, the culture he's built up there. He's, to me, he's one of those coaches that for the longest time he was the guy that couldn't win it. And then finally he broke that seal and just been they've got it going right now. Now Mahomes is a really big part of that. And they've definitely got their weapons. But right now, I mean, Josh Allen and Buffalo, I mean, they've got that team playing. And that Buffalo fan base, God, how much fun would it be to be a part of that Bills Mafia? You've been dying. Oh. You've been dying for a winner for a long, long time. And they finally got it turned around. They got their guy in Josh Allen. They got a strong defense. I think it'll be a great game in Kansas City for Buffalo KC.
That's the best game of the four to me.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of, if you have a team in the fight, I think that's the one that is the most interesting. It is the closest line. It's practically a pick 'em now.
Yep.
To have Kansas City at home in a playoff game, and it's 1.5 today. I think it started at 2 or 2 and a half or something like that. We know if you know your betting, NFL standard is 3 for the home team.
Correct.
Which is where the Bucs are.
Right.
And that's essentially Vegas telling you it's even. So if the home team is -1.5, that is Vegas telling you it's not even the other way. That's Vegas telling you, in a way to them, Buffalo's the favorite.
Yeah.
So that's it's a huge amount of opportunity, pressure, all of it for Josh Allen. He is just playing amazingly well.
Yeah, big fan of Josh Allen. To me, I think the most fun game to watch is going to be that L.A. Rams, Tampa Bay game. You know, L.A. has gone all in. They put all their chips in this year to win a Super Bowl. That's why they went out and they got Matt Stafford, got rid of Jared Goff, felt like he might have been one of the reasons why they hadn't been able to really, after that one Super Bowl they played in, but really hadn't been able to get over that hump. And Tampa Bay is vulnerable right now. At least on the offensive line side, they've got a hurt center, left tackle may or may not play, and when you look at the strength of LA, of the Rams, I mean, yeah, you can talk about Cooper Kupp all you want, you can talk about Matt Stafford all you want, but that defense that LA's got right now is scary. Leonard Floyd on the outside, Aaron Donald up the middle, Von Miller on the outside. I mean, who are you going to double team on that defense?
Right. No, that's a great question. And the pressure is what's gotten Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, and it gets every quarterback ultimately. But the pressure in his face and then the big time pressure the Giants were able to put on him in those two Super Bowls was big. The Eagles did the same thing to him as well. And the fact that Von Miller's coming on and kind of reminding you of the other Von Miller.
Super Bowl Von.
Reminding you of that Super Bowl 50 Von Miller. That is big. You mentioned the Bucs offensive line. And to clarify for people, it is the left tackle for the Rams. And if I'm not mistaken, the right tackle for Tampa that is at question here.
I think you're right. Yeah.
So Wirfs. From what I'm hearing yesterday, we went to a remote yesterday. A couple Bucs fans were actually hanging out, believe it or not. But the talk is that Wirfs is going to give it a shot, and he and Jensen may both try, but that's they're the ones that are up in the air. The word out of L.A. is that Whitworth is not playing, that the left tackle will not play. So,
and that's huge.
You could have Stafford's blind side be a different guy and Brady's right side be a different guy. Wirfs, if you remember, last year was his rookie year, and he went through the entire year and didn't give up one sack, I think it was.
Yeah, he's a baller.
Yeah, it was just incredible right from the beginning. So Bucs really banged up, too. Ronald Jones, Fournette didn't practice. Perryman, the receiver, didn't practice. They're the team with the longest list
of
guys. I know they've got, the thing, of course, is they've got Tom Brady. Can he manufacture those moments against that incredible Rams defense? That's a hell of a matchup. And when the Rams have the ball, the Bucs defense has gotten healthier over the last little while. They still have some guys shaken up, but we'll see what that looks like. I think I would agree with you. Both Sunday games have so much intrigue.
Yeah.
There's just so much good stuff.
And I think you see two different styles of play because in the Kansas City Buffalo game, you got two quarterbacks who are very mobile. Mm-hmm. In addition to being great passers, I mean, if Josh Allen gets running, watch out.
Yeah.
And same with Mahomes. If you're going to give him some time, he's going to pick you apart. He's going to throw some sidearm passes, some no-lookers. You know, that's a fun game to watch. There'll probably be some play action in that. But then you look at L.A. and Tampa Bay. Stafford and Brady aren't exactly mobile quarterbacks.
They are not. No, they'd rather live in a pocket.
Yeah.
No doubt. And with Josh Allen, every time I watch him play, I think to myself, that's what Ben Roethlisberger dreams of.
Right.
That's who he dreams to be.
Sure.
And so it's like if you could take Ben Roethlisberger and then add a dash of a Steve Young.
A little sprinkle.
A little sprinkle of a, you know, of a VY, of a suddenness of one of those guys that can just take off and go, of a Mahomes or whoever. He's been really, really impressive. But that's the other question in that game. Which of those teams can really – I'm an old-school football guy, so I'm all about – I believe in defense and running the ball and time of possession if you can do it. Which of those two teams, Kansas City or Buffalo, will fully commit to a running game? Because I think that's when they're at their best. First matchup this year, Buffalo goes to Kansas City, and Mahomes threw 54 passes.
Yeah.
54.
It's a lot.
They got beat by 18 points.
Mm-hmm.
He got smashed.
Yep.
Weird note is they were over 5 yards a carry, but they only carried it like 23 times as a team. I would have told them, tote the rock.
Keep running the ball.
Run the ball. I think they're at their best when they run. And maybe it's because I'm a Cowboys guy and they beat that team 19-9, but it's when their defense makes an impact. When Jones and those guys make an impact on defense and they run the ball, I think that's where Kansas City is most effective. I think that's the ultimate Achilles heel for Andy Reid is when he forgets to run the ball. So who commits to it? They both have banged up running backs. They're not as healthy as they want to be. Edwards-Helaire, I think, practiced this week. I think it was a limited practice situation. I think they believe he's going to play, but both have had guys banged up. So that is that's a wild game, one way or the other. Like you said, with Mahomes going for that kind of legacy in a Super Bowl, but then Josh Allen's trying to reset his thing and get the history started. Plus, Johnny, if you think about this, this is not a game. Tonight's a game where a warm weather team has to go to super cold weather, but tomorrow night's not.
Right.
Buffalo going to Kansas City, Josh Allen's fine.
Correct.
He ain't going to feel that.
No doubt.
But it's the Packers who want to make that a part of it tonight. Where
good point.
Yeah, they've been doing a great job of it this week. Every time they're asked about the weather, even by their media, is it cold?
Yeah.
I think it was cold. It feels like Green Bay.
They're going to come out pregame warm-ups, just no shirt on, just running around, which is madness.
Yeah, pull that handsome quarterback on the other side out into about a 10-degree night and see how he likes it.
Well, and speaking of quarterbacks, and you mentioned him just a second ago, but I think we've seen the last of Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he's done.
And what do you, to me, I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer guy.
Yep.
You know, I don't think there's any question about that. Now, has some stain to that legacy with some of his off the field issues.
A little bit, yeah.
But really kind of turned that around, changed his image a little bit. But to me, I mean, when the story of the NFL is told, Roethlisberger's name is going to be brought up, and I, you know, I'm a little sad to see him go. He's always kind of been him and Tomlin have kind of been that staple in Pittsburgh. I'm sad to see him gone. I mean,
yeah, he's a there's been I would argue there was like a football thing he kind of had to overcome leadership wise, and then he did that, and then you mentioned the off the field stuff. When you win multiple Super Bowls as a quarterback, you're in a different category.
Yeah,
there's only about, I believe it's 11 or 12 of those guys that exist. And that's why Eli is going to get a little extra love for Hall of Fame that others may not get. The two Super Bowls matter. Ben, I am a Cowboys fan married to a Steelers fan, so I watch a few Steelers games here and there. I always refer to him as the mule. It may not be pretty. It may be ugly at times, but you can pack as much stuff as you want on that dude's back.
That's a good point.
You're getting to the bottom of the canyon.
Yeah.
He'll get you to the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Wherever you're trying to get, it's going to be ugly. He's got that. The footwork was good enough in his prime in the pocket. He could get you out of trouble. Guys are, you know, trying to grab a hole. I mean, so big.
Yeah.
He's like that. I mean, he's
a tank.
He was the size of a, you know, Vince Young, to use the comment around here, but a bulkier version where you're trying to tackle a 6'4", 240, 250-pound dude. And
no arm tackles there.
Right, bigger than over half the guys trying to tackle him. So he's been a lot of fun to watch. And then the weird stat about him, Johnny, that freaks me out, a couple of the stats that they threw out, he is the only quarterback that has more than two 500-yard games. There's a list of guys that have like one, some have two. He's the only guy with four. Nobody else has more than two. Ben's got four of them. He also had a string where he had, was it two straight games where he threw six touchdown passes? And I think he's the only guy to ever do that. So for everybody that wants to make him the blue collar, you know,
rough and tough,
working man's defensive kind of quarterback, that dude could deal at times. I'll still put his throw to Santonio Holmes in Super Bowl 43 up against any individual throw in the Super Bowl for importance, accuracy, everything that it was.
Yep.
To me, that is the most important singular offensive play that's probably ever been run in a Super Bowl because it meant all of it.
Correct.
And it was an incredible throw.
To me, the only one that even is close to it is the David Tyree, Eli Manning Super Bowl helmet catch, because that really changed that. I mean,
it's close, yeah.
It really changed that game, but it wasn't the deciding factor like that pass was throughout the
Super Bowl. Didn't decide the game.
Correct.
Because if that ball goes off Holmes' hands, it's over. If it hits the ground, it's over.
Yeah.
Anything but what happened.
Now the Cardinals are world champions.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything but that, Kurt Warner gets a title that night and becomes, I guess that would have been at that moment, right? First quarterback. Until Brady did it later, right? But he would have been the first quarterback to go two separate teams and win the Super Bowl, I think, or maybe join that list, whatever it would have been.
I think you're right.
But that would have put him in a different category. Larry Fitzgerald gets a Super Bowl and all that stuff.
Larry Legend.
Yeah, but yeah, Ben, you're right. The NFL is going to miss Ben just like they, you know, like they miss the Manning brothers and they miss Favre and all that. But some really good young guys taking over the mantle. But the Monday Nighter, that final Monday night was very cool for Ben. Yeah. They obviously didn't have enough in the playoffs. But now the big question, if I'm a Steelers fan, obviously, like I said, I'm married to one. I think they've done not a Dallas Cowboy bad job of addressing backup quarterback, but it's close.
Sure.
At least they've drafted a couple, more than we can say for the Cowboys. But they do not, in my opinion, they do not have the future anywhere near their building.
No, and to that point, do you see the Steelers drafting a guy, or do you see them going after a Russell Wilson or an Aaron Rodgers type player to come in, step in, and get it going?
I feel like they're the kind of franchise that'll look for that first.
Okay.
Look for that first and then do it with the right timeline coming up where you do that before the draft. And then if you had to go draft, you do it. But to me, Rudolph has proven so far he's not the guy. Dobbs isn't the guy. And they've just gone through a list of them. I mean, the last backup that I believed in there was
Charlie Batch?
Yeah, it was Batch.
Yeah.
Leftwich before that.
Sure.
But both of those guys, I never had the thought of, oh, no, he could be the guy.
Right.
They've got to find it because they're coming off an 18-year run of the guy.
No doubt.
That's a tough thing to replace.
Well, and something also you just said is that, you know, you're talking about quarterbacks who have won two Super Bowls. And you know the one main guy who's not on that list that you would think would be? Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
So is there a degree of pressure on Aaron Rodgers? Do you think he feels that at all, that he's not a two-time Super Bowl winner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do I believe that he feels it living in a world where Eli's got two and he's got one?
Yeah.
Yep, I do. And yeah. I bet that's the one that bugs him the most. Ben doesn't bug him. He knows why Ben won two.
Correct.
But I bet you that one bugs him. Probably also bugs him that he's only played in one.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
One time.
Against Dallas.
Against Ben. Frozen day in Dallas. They were inside all nice and toasty, and they won the game.
Correct.
That's it. Mike McCarthy's the coach, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, that's it. Only one trip to the Super Bowl. You just mentioned the fact that Mahomes may be going 2-3 in a row.
Correct.
So, really, you know, Rodgers sort of ends up in a category like Austin's own Drew Brees.
Sure.
One appearance, one win.
We all know that Drew was screwed out of at least two Super Bowl appearances.
Yes, he was. Okay. Yes, he was the victim of craziness, correct, but he did not get to that game
again. That's true.
And you're right. The craziness that could be talked about. But I know deep down that's got to haunt Drew a little bit, too. Because he knows what it means to get multiple.
Yeah.
He knows what two rings mean.
Yeah.
To a quarterback. It just changes the way they think about you. It's a slightly different angle.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we'll get into more NFL talk. We got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Got about 30 minutes left to go in the show. We have a full house today. Casey Studdard is not live here in studio. He is down at Whitfield's Barbecue. He'll be joining us here in just a bit. Got Chad Hastings in the booth. What up, Chad? How are we doing today?
Where am I? I'm good, man. How are you?
There he is. And we've got the pride of East Austin, the man, the myth, the legend, the man with the largest biceps in Austin, Texas, Jamie Frazier.
Jimmy G is going to be the Super Bowl MVP. You know that.
So what would you like to talk about, Jamie Frazier?
Jimmy G being the MVP. No. Jimmy G could probably do a good job. He just handed the ball off 90% of the time. That's all I have to say. No, I'm looking forward to that game. That's going to be the frozen tundra. It's going to be like 4 degrees. I mean, yeah. Wind chill factor. It's going to be crazy.
Minus 10. Wind chill.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. That's all I have to say about that.
How would you function in that cold?
I would not show up. I would stay on the team bus.
Jamie Frazier doesn't like to wear a lot of sleeves. No. Would you be wearing sleeves in a game like that?
I'd be wearing a remember back in the day, you used to like have, put like scuba suits on. And they would, the NFL players, like, they would have, like, Scuba Steve? Yeah, Scuba Steve. I'd put a scuba suit on, just sit there.
There you go.
Try to cover. I mean, who are you going to cover? Come on. The ball's frozen.
So, 49ers, Packers.
Yeah.
From a coaching perspective, who do you think has the advantage?
Oh, Green Bay. Coaching. Oh, 49ers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. I mean, it's just... You know, he's been scheming all week.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he had, you know, a book of scheming. But, I mean.
You think Kyle talks to his dad about.
I don't think Kyle's dad talks to him, but yeah. But
do you think he calls and bounces some ideas off of, hey, dad, you know, what should I do?
Would you do that with your dad? Yes, you would.
Oh, Triple R. Well, yeah. Triple R. I would need all the help I can get from Triple R.
Yeah. So, no. Yeah, I think that's to me. You know, everyone's. The Kansas City game is going to be fun to watch too.
Yeah.
Throughout the thing, everyone's looking to see if King Henry is actually really coming back. He's been. I had him on my fantasy league. Oh, he didn't play for 8 games.
When did he? What week did he get hurt?
Like week 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Week 7 or week 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just.
Oh, he was a man amongst boys.
Oh, his second half. Was always better than his first half.
Yeah.
Because he would just beat people up his first half, and then they'd be so worn down that he would just run. And he would, I mean, amazing athlete, the amount of speed that guy for that size can go, oh, my gosh.
Well, and I think that also is a reflection of their head coach.
Oh, he's a warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants, I'm surprised he doesn't dress up, you know, dress down and go out there and play ball. I mean, he looks like he wants to get back out there.
Is he the last of the Belichick underlings who are still in the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, you get a lot of young coaches in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just interesting. Yeah. So, let's talk about the demise of last week.
What was that?
I don't know.
Cowboys.
That was just stupid.
That was sad. Let me ask you this. If they pull off that last play where Dak runs and they actually get the
one shot,
they got one shot, right?
You got one shot. Or you're looking for a penalty.
Who do you fault at that? Is that on McCarthy or is that on Dak?
Well, he's got a little green dot on the back of his helmet, so someone's talking to him,
right?
So I would say.
I mean, do you think McCarthy's in his ear going, "Give it to the ref! Give it to the ref! Give it to the ref!"
Well, no. I mean, he called the damage was the play.
Right.
I mean, would you have 14 seconds right when he started to play?
Yeah, 12. No, I think it was 12.
12 seconds?
12, 14 seconds.
And, like, how far? I mean, you figure, okay, first of all, to a very fast running back will run a 4.5 40, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so you're talking that he's not a fast running back. To get 15 yards, you're going to burn at least 2 or 3 seconds at the snap, okay? And then it's going to take at 5 to 7 seconds if you're, like,
get lined up.
And to get the ball, you just burnt like there 10 seconds of your 12 seconds.
Yeah.
That is such a small margin.
Correct.
You can't.
And the only person running slower than Dak on that play was the referee, who was about 30 yards behind, just taking his time. Nice weather here now.
I like that Dak's like, well, I didn't know I had to touch the ball. He's done it. They've done that every play that you ever played in the NFL.
Correct.
You know? And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But no, I was more referring to the Cardinals.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? That was a mauling.
Did you know the shortest pick six ever thrown in a playoff game was thrown that game?
Are you talking about when Kyler was just trying to get the ball out of his hands in the end zone, so he didn't get a safety, but yet then he ends up getting the throwing a pick six?
Yeah, you're like the shortest pick six ever in a playoff.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
Okay,
I'm not saying that I thought the Cardinals were going to win, right?
Okay.
But I was not expecting that game to get as ugly as it did. For me personally, the last game that hurt watching like that, that one of my brothers coached in, was the Super Bowl when they were with Denver and the Seahawks came out and just put it on them. And that game still haunts me. I can't even.
Well, how about you've had a couple of them though, because the Chargers would have been in the playoffs. They wouldn't have taken that time out. Mm-hmm. You were just trounced on lately.
It was tough. End of the year.
Oh my god,
we had it rough. And then Texas steals our old football coach. What is going on in 2022? What is it? What does 2022 have against Johnny Rogers?
It's over. I don't know.
Real quick, going back to the Gary Patterson stuff.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. How do you feel like this is going to play out? To me, I don't think Texas is going to get the Gary Patterson that they think they're getting.
I think it's a new set of eyes looking outside. Saban does it all the time. You'll hire these guys. But you know, I think it's great. I wish he'd hire.
Okay, but let's think about this. It's a totally different situation because Nick Saban is entrenched and won national championship. He can bring in whoever he wants.
I mean, Sark, is it?
Sark's been here for a year. You know, hasn't won any national championships.
No natties?
No natties, yet.
Yet, okay.
I mean, when he was at Alabama.
Okay.
But to me, you know, it's just a weird situation. It doesn't feel good. I mean, granted, that's coming from a TCU guy, but I hope it works out well for Texas.
Were you mad that Gary was let go?
Was I mad?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was the right move.
Yeah. Okay.
I felt like that the time had come. We were ready. You know, it was. Gary, thank you so much. You did incredible things for us. But the hardest part for me is the fact that if I go to a TCU football game, I got to walk by a statue of a Texas analyst on my way in.
To go cast your check? What was his contract up there? Did he have a couple more years left?
Yeah, I think he had like 2 or 3 years left.
Parting gifts.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, Gary's going to continue to do his work in Fort Worth.
Well,
you know,
he's not banking on his singing because it's not that.
Well, that's another reason why I feel like Gary Patterson came to Austin, the live music capital of the world, is so he can get in the recording booth and really start laying down some tracks.
Get found.
Take a step back.
Get found.
Do you think if the defense starts doing good, they start playing some Take a Step Back at DKR?
If that brings a win every day, twice on Sunday. No, I think...
And is there any truth to the rumor that Gary Patterson is also the halftime entertainment of next year's Texas-Alabama game?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think it'd be great.
That'd be awesome. That's game two. Game two. Was it La Tech first? And then I think it's La Tech first.
Yeah.
And then Alabama. Why not?
Man.
You know, I'm sure they have no, they aren't mad about this year at all. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be a competitive game.
Well, and you know, Texas is still in the Big 12.
Yeah.
So it's still a little bit harder for me to really cheer for them once they're in the SEC and the Frogs are left in the Big 12.
What are you hearing, 2024?
Probably.
Yeah.
2024. I heard next, you know, maybe after next year, maybe 2 years. Yeah. I don't know. But
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
But once Texas is out, obviously that's TCU's conference. It's the best job in the Big 12.
I think we should go scout every SEC location next year. You at least one or two. Let's go. But you've already been to Ole Miss.
Went to Ole Miss this year.
Damn it. I want to go there.
I'm telling you, Jamie Frazier, if you ever get an opportunity.
I know.
To go to Oxford.
To the Grove. Yeah.
Get in that
stadium.
Did
you dress up?
I was in some Santa Fe chic.
Okay.
You know, nice. I wasn't complete frat boyed out.
Okay.
But it was, you walk into that stadium, and I guess I've been to some SEC stadiums,
yeah.
But walking into to Oxford and walking into Ole Miss, it felt like a club. I mean, the lights are flashing. They're going everywhere. They've got a DJ in the student section. You want to talk about – I've never been to a more incredible atmosphere than
I think
than
I would
Ole
just stay in the Grove and just drink.
No.
Just
no,
drink.
Sure. I get that. Maybe go at halftime. If the game's not good, bounce, go back to the Grove.
All right.
Get the tailgate going. But to me, you got to go in.
Yeah.
And I've been to Alabama before.
Yeah.
Fun atmosphere. Been to Auburn.
I didn't think Auburn was that great. I've been to Auburn a couple of times.
It's a college football stadium. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's obviously some passionate fan base. But LSU, to me, has always been the pinnacle.
LSU I've been to, and that's fun. It's...
Well, first off, if you can remember the game afterwards. Because you start tailgating on Thursday night.
But have you been to South Carolina? You've been to...
I have been to South Carolina. Yeah. That's also very underrated.
Is it?
Very underrated. Okay. They've got their student section is basically the north end zone.
Okay.
And when Sandstorm comes on, watch out. Watch out. It's a fun atmosphere down there. Now, haven't been to Georgia, haven't been to Florida, haven't been to Mississippi State, haven't been to, Vandy?
Yeah, Vandy. I would think Vandy would be fun because I think there's a lot of money in Vandy.
Sure. They're probably eating sushi.
Yeah, why not?
You know?
Hi.
Like a Stanford tailgate.
Yeah. Well,
Stanford, they're just... You know, they're drinking the latest Chardonnay, little pregame char.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm excited. I was hoping it was coming a little bit quicker than that, but 2023, 2024, whichever works. But have you been watching? I've been going to the basketball games lately.
You have?
Yeah, I have. I went to the OU game. I'm going to the OSU game today.
What time's tip off?
1:00.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go hit Chili Parlor first, grab some chili.
Obviously.
Boom, roll down.
How hot do you get your chili there?
I get medium.
Okay. You're not trying to get your insides really going?
No. Medium to me is like, it's a good clip.
Right.
But I love their venison chili.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid.
It's solid.
Obviously no beans.
No beans because you're in Texas.
You're in Texas.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I was trying to explain this to somebody the other day, a buddy of mine from Louisiana.
What do you mean there's no beans in chili?
Yeah.
And instead,
he went Cincinnati style and put a little spaghetti in there.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that?
No.
I think they refer
isn't
to it.
Isn't it called spaghetti?
Well, it's referred to as Cincinnati chili when you put in the noodles underneath the chili.
I've made that accidentally when I was in college because all I had was noodles and I had some chili.
And by
chili.
That you mean you ate chili with ramen.
Ramen.
Okay.
Yes. So that exactly was the I had chili over ramen.
You could go to the store and get like a case of ramen for like $3.
Good for a week.
Good for
a
year. You're good to go.
Year the apocalypse.
Yeah.
No, I'm so Casey's down there frying and not frying but smoking and
yeah
okay
yeah he's good. He's down at Whitfield's and again I think I'm gonna head there after the show here, load up on some barbecue.
Nice.
Although I don't think they open till about 11.
We got Chad in the studio.
Yeah.
What the
yeah, I mean, it's a full house.
I haven't seen him for I didn't even know. I thought they flew him in for special occasions.
Yeah,
sure. It is Saturday, Chad, you understand that? You know it's Saturday.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just throwing that out there.
I tried to update my calendar on my phone.
And 2022.
I ended up here, man.
Is Mercury in retrograde? What's going on here?
What's happening? I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in, man.
So, hey, do you know, have they been talking SEC 2024 or 2023?
Man, I don't know.
Well, that's good. That's glad to have you on board there.
Well, no, No. It's not my fault. It's their fault. I am so frustrated at what's going on. When they released the schedule for next year and the SEC just threw it out there, disrespectfully in a way, to Texas and OU.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got the Big 12 planning to go back to divisions because they think they're going to be all stacked up with teams. I am amazed that the combination of SEC lawyers, Texas lawyers, Oklahoma lawyers, and maybe even we throw in Aggie lawyers. Can't figure this out.
Ugh.
Now, look, I do know some Aggies that aren't exactly thrilled about some elements of this.
You mean 99% of them?
But how the people in Birmingham, Austin and Norman cannot get that figured out. I really thought we were playing this year. I did. I thought it'd be real simple. Oh, no, they'll get it figured out for 22. But honestly, now, with all the weird digging in of heels we've seen around the country,
right,
fellas, it might be 25, which is silly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I'm hoping it's 23 now. I mean, I don't think 22 is probably a no. You got to hope it's 23.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. And I don't even care if they have really bad first year or second year.
Don't matter.
It does not matter.
It's for the fan base. Think about this, Jamie. You're going to see a game in Baton Rouge. You're going to see a game in Tuscaloosa. You're not going to Ames anymore.
No. And all these.
You're not going to Manhattan.
No. And all the SC teams, they travel well.
Yeah.
They all travel well.
And that'll be fun, too, to welcome those guys. Yeah. Not that Texas necessarily has a great tailgating scene, because now it's very corporate.
They used to.
Bevo Boulevard, you know, it's more of like a family, you know, very controlled. The tailgating scene is kind of lent towards like the tailgate buddies where they set it up for you. I would rather see
it
go back.
It used to be fun, but everything got built up. That whole, MLK Boulevard, that used to be just tailgate, and now it's just like nothing.
Because Texas wants you going in and spending money in the stadium.
About the dollars.
Yeah, I mean, it's like some Steve Patterson BS.
It's all about the Bevo Bucks.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Bevo Bucks.
Bevo Bucks. That's it.
Well, hey, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate. Tailgate, Johnny Rogers in the house. We are rejoined by Casey Studdard live via Whitfield's Barbecue. Casey, how you doing, bud? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, fellas?
There we go. And we got Jamie Frazier in studio. And one real quick note, we did notice that Chad was not able to be heard on that last segment a couple times, so our apologies for that. I think it was through on the radio, but not the app, but we'll get that corrected and moving along here.
I thought they texted in that they enjoyed it, that Chad could not be here.
It could have been.
I don't know.
Did. Oh, I'm looking at the text line now, and there's a lot of smiley faces going on.
Thank you.
But we missed you, Casey. What did you get done down at Whitfield? What were you doing? You put on a little some ribs?
Yeah, I got ribs on. Hold on. Hey, we don't open until 11:30, y'all.
Okay.
Back it up.
So don't.
Oh, okay, cool.
Don't send the troops down there yet, is what you're saying.
No, I got like five people that walked up on me.
Those are probably the five folks listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate that heard us talking about it, and they just couldn't wait to get down to Whitfield's.
Yeah, no, we're all good.
You got kolaches today?
We have kolaches today.
Okay.
Good, buddy's coming to here.
Banana pudding?
Banana pudding, yeah, we got the banana pudding, that's for damn sure.
Damn right. That's what I'm getting. I'm going to get a vat of it, a couple quarts. So, sorry, Casey, going into the last weekend of big-time football, multiple games, Cincinnati versus Tennessee. Let's get some predictions here. We'll get me, you, and Jamie Frazier. Cincinnati at Tennessee, who do you got? Casey?
Oh, I thought you were going Jamie first. Me,
Not a lot. I'll say this.
I'm going to go Joe Burrow.
You like Joe Burrow and him over Tennessee?
Yeah, I think Henry's not going to be up to form.
Okay. Jamie Frazier, what do you think?
I'm just the opposite. I get home dog. I think you're gonna see the king come back. I think he's gonna be well rested. He's gonna run over people. They keep it on the ground. Keep the ball out of Tannehill's hand as much as possible. Keep that thing on the ground and just run it up. I don't think it's gonna be. I think the over unders are like 47, 48 right there. But I don't think it's gonna. I think it's gonna be a lower scoring game. But I do think Henry's gonna take over the second half.
If it's a low-scoring game, I lean towards Tennessee. High-scoring game, I go Cincinnati. Everything about this game, to me, screams that Tennessee wins the game, especially in January. Strong defense, strong run game. But I'm going to go with Casey. I think Joe Burrow, this is his
year.
You
just went both on both sides.
No, I was saying both sides. I think both sides have some interesting storylines, but I think Joe Burrow and Cincinnati take it. Moving on to tonight's game, I know we're Jamie Frazier. I'll let Jamie go first. Jamie, who do you got between San Fran and Green Bay?
Honestly, if they can keep it on the ground, Green Bay has got all the weaponry to win this game, and they're at home crowd. Everything's going for them. But we did get Bosa back, which is huge. If there's any breakdowns in the passing game, San Francisco can hang with them. But if we got to get in a shootout with Green Bay, there's no way. So I'm saying smart money is going to Green Bay. Jamie's heart's going to San Francisco.
Casey, who you got? San Francisco or Green
Jamie,
Bay?
Jamie, you're a San Francisco guy, and you just said that. Oh, you're such trash. San Francisco, I got Kyle Shanahan winning this game today.
Look at that. Okay.
I'm going Green Bay for two reasons. One, because I think Aaron Rodgers is going to make it back to the Super Bowl. He needs to, legacy-wise. I mean, he will go down as one of the greatest, but he's got to get into his second Super Bowl. And I'm also going to be cheering for Green Bay because I know how much smile and fun Jamie Frazier had last week watching my teams lose. So I hope his heart gets crushed. I hope Green Bay crushes San Francisco. Moving on to tomorrow's games, LA Rams versus Tampa Bay. Casey, who do you got? LA, Tampa Bay. You there, Casey?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I don't know what the heck happened.
All good. LA Rams versus Tampa Bay Bucks. Who you feeling that game?
Are those two offensive linemen? When will we won't know that till game down decision.
Correct. But you got to answer it now because we're not on tomorrow.
We're playing.
Say that again. All right, Jamie Frazier, who do you got? L.A. Rams versus Tampa Bay?
L.A.
You like L.A.?
I do like L.A. Yeah. I do with the injuries that they have. I like L.A.
Yeah, I like L.A. as well. I think L.A. this year has gone all in. They went after Stafford. They got OBJ. They got Von Miller.
Guess who's back? We got Sony. Sony's been doing.
Sony Michel. Great point. Haven't talked much about
amazing.
Him.
Amazing.
Great game. Yeah, great player.
And then you got Ecker. What's his name? The running back that just got back. I can't remember.
I don't know his name as well. But I'm Akers.
Akers.
Yeah.
Akers.
So I'm going LA Rams. I think that they went after Stafford for a reason. I think McVay has a couple tricks up his sleeves. I think I just don't see if they can get a pass rush, which they should be able to with that down offensive lineman on Tampa Bay. I see the Rams winning.
Yep.
And then finally tomorrow night's game, Buffalo at KC, a battle of mobile quarterbacks. Casey, who do you like in that game?
You know, it's probably going to be the best game of the week, I think.
I agree.
This will be the most entertaining, I'd say, all right? So,
I don't think weather plays a factor because both teams are used to being in cold weather.
And it's only going
to
be like 30 degrees.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's not bad.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go it's hard to say. It's hard to go against the Chiefs.
Do it.
But I'm gonna take Josh Allen, man.
All right. Casey's going Buffalo, Jamie Frazier.
I'm right on board with that. I think Josh, I think how they got beat up last year, I think they're putting all their foot together, so.
Yeah, to me, I'm going Kansas City. I'm not gonna bet against Pat Mahomes. I think he becomes the fourth quarterback ever to lead his team to three straight Super Bowls. And with the way he's playing right now with Hill, with Kelsey, with all those guys, I think Kansas City takes it. So we'll see. It'll be fun to watch.
Third division to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Mahomes wins it. I think, you know, Josh Allen is the future of that division. I think he's got a shot later on, you know, next couple years. But to me, I don't think you can beat Kansas City. I think they got too much depth. I think they've got too much firepower.
I think you're wrong. Look at NFL Network picking. Look, Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, don't bet against Pat Mahomes. So, yeah. Well, hey, that about does it for us here on the Big Ugly Tailgate. Appreciate everybody listening. Casey, any last words from Whitfield's Barbecue?
Yeah, we got plenty of brisket, pulled pork, ribs, sausage, chicken, turkey. Come on.
All right. go down and see Casey Whitfield's Barbecue. Give me a shout if you need any
hang
advice.
Hang out for the high ground.
If you need any advice on the real estate game, holler at your boy. Your next up will be the high ground with Jamie Frazier, Colonel Flowers, Downtown Willie Brown. Is Big O going to be on with you guys?
Big O
in the house. So thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time. Adios.